Hi, Ann Kelly here with the one and only Danny Sheridan from the Musician's Picnic, doing this interview for 12 Step Radio. Hello, Danny.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hey, it's nice to have you. We were able to talk briefly last year before the 19th annual Musician's Picnic, and it's wonderful to have you back. Now, Danny, you're the talent coordinator. Are you the juice of the picnic?
Oh, there's a lot of people that are the juice there. You know, it's an all-volunteer event. There's 9 people on the board. There's couple dozen on the committee, and day of show, weekend of show, really, the 4 days set up, tear down, there's hundreds of people that work on this thing.
Well, last year was my first time of service, and I worked your backstage, so there are two stages. You've got the backstage and the big stage. Now, I'm looking at a flyer. I want you to tell me a little bit about who's going to be there. Again, this is September 25th at Chatsworth. And this is the 20th annual, so it's going to be bigger than life, right, Danny?
Yeah, well, it's the 20th annual. We're calling it the 20th Anniversary Jam.
Woo!
Which kind of gave me an excuse to go back and book some of the talent that's been really important to the picnic over the years, people that have played. And, you know, we've had some great people over the years, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt.
Mm.
Chicago has played a couple times. Billy Idol, Canned Heat. So there's been a real good history of people, and we've got on the main stage, some of the regulars are back, Boxing Gandhis.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Always a favorite out there. Fur Dixon and Steve Warner, you know, Fur was with the Cramps and now she's doing a country duo thing, and, her and Steve are going to come out and play again this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're also working a new CD.
Oh, you're working a new CD?
Yeah, I'm as a matter of fact, mixing their CD now, so that's been fun.
Now, your history, though, we talked a little bit about that. Tell the folks who are listening who don't know who Danny Sheridan is. You've been in the music industry for a while now, right? A
couple months, yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about who and where you've worked with and what you've done. Give us a little history on who you are.
I guess, you know, if you want to go back all the way, like, to the Civil War.
I want to go that far.
Well, I started this when I was really a kid. I did my first deal. I was, like, 16, and my parents had to sign the contract for me. So that's also a couple months ago.
Yeah, I know.
And we started, actually, my Eli Radish band, Outlaw Country Stuff. We're 25 years after the band broke up, we're getting some nice recognition, actually, for kind of kicking off that whole outlaw country movement that's now kind of that alt-country Americana thing, and outlaws getting some notoriety in the country scene. So David Allen Coe was a singer for a long time.
Oh, and, very cool.
I played bass, and, you know, we both wrote, and there was some good people through that band. We had a lot of fun with that. We moved down to Nashville. As a matter of fact, Sun Records sent me some masters that they've had in their basement for about 25 years that we're going to see if we can cook them and scrub them and clean them and digitize them and maybe release them.
That would be awesome. I hope that happens for you. And those who haven't seen Danny looks like you look like a rock star. I'm not going to lie. You do. You look like a rock star. Still got the hair, which I love. And you got the tight little pants and the cowboy hat. You're a rock and roller, I can tell from days gone by.
Long hair, redneck rock and roller.
I love it. Yeah, a little Southern fried rock and roll, huh? Now, Danny, tell me about you've got how many years now? How many years clean and sober?
Well, I'm on the family side of this, and you know I always say in my pitch I tried like hell to catch this disease when we were out touring for years. Did partied with the best of them,
I bet.
We toured with the Who and the Doors and a whole cast of thousands and got quite a reputation actually with that particular band, the Eli Radish band. We cut a wide swath of destruction. And I don't know, is the disease genetic or I don't know what, but I ended up on the family side of this thing and not catching it. So that's how that all came about, and I kind of stopped when I wanted to and all that stuff. So
say hats off to you if you can. That's pretty awesome, as you know.
Yeah. Some of my friends on the other end of the program are a little frustrated by it a lot of times. But
uh-huh.
Hey.
Yeah, we tried to drink like that. It just never worked out that way. working with you last year, now I crossed paths with you there. It was a huge massive, the 19th annual, which was my first one, just to watch all of these people come in. It was a beautiful day. It was sunshine. There were thousands upon thousands of families and people and food and music and not one fight. I didn't see any drama. I saw the security guards bored out of their mind.
Yeah.
Because it was just a really wonderful celebration of the sunlight of the spirit in the sunshine, if I may say.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a nice event. It is a family event. We have, along with the ticket price, you get a full barbecue chicken dinner.
Yep.
And there's free hot dogs and free ice cream and free water and coffee and even sunscreen. We have a lot of good sponsors that provide some of that stuff for us. And so it's a nice family day, like you said, out in the sun, a lot of music, thousands of people just having a good time.
It was really, I got goosebumps when I watched the gates open and I saw these people pour in. I thought, you know, they're exactly, they've been there. They know what it's like to be handcuffed in the back of that police car. They know what it's like to lose everything and be grateful for what is of today. And it's really something. If you have never been, this is the time to go. It's the 20th annual Musicians Picnic. Again, this is California's largest clean and sober concert. Happening on Sunday, September 25th, from 10 in the morning is when they roll the gates open, till 5 p.m., and it's in Chatsworth, and it's on Plummer Street. What's the name of the park?
It's Rancho San Antonio, which is it's a boys' school. We do it there because we get a little extra benefit kick out of it. They take in urban young guys that kind of don't fit in anywhere else, and so by renting that facility, we get to help them out, too. And they get to enjoy the event, and there's about 150 kids there that clean up and cook the food. And
oh, awesome.
So it's kind of a nice situation for both sides.
Now, you've got some sponsors here. I would definitely want to, you know, while we're putting this on the air, helping them out. The Canyon in Malibu, they've been around for a year, and I know they're dual diagnosis. Is that true?
That's the main focus, yeah.
They're awesome. I got a chance to talk with Jesse. I don't know if he's going to be on site, but I know the Canyon will be there, and we want to say thank you to them because without the sponsors, it wouldn't be possible.
That's right, and the Canyon this year is our title sponsor. They get a brought to you by.
Oh, cool. Well,
we have Coast to Coast, which is sponsoring the main stage.
Oh, right on, right on.
We have on the second stage, we're calling it the Coast to Coast stage, matter of fact, the first stage, and the second stage is the Rhinotech stage.
Oh, good.
The Rhinotech sponsoring that one. And, you know, if you go to the website, which is www.musicianspicnic.org, you can see all the various sponsors and go check out their websites. Everything's linked together. And also all the people that donate, we have a big raffle. It's $1 a ticket. And you can see the people like Norm's Rare Guitars and a lot of the artists that donate things. We have celebrity autographed guitars and celebrity autographed drum heads and kinds of stuff that we give off in this raffle every year.
Well, I know that that's one way that you're helping to fund this. Another thing is that the ticket price, we want to mention that. You can buy tickets all over Southern California. I'd say go to the website to look because there's so many listings. I'm selling them up here in Bakersfield, and I've already been hit up for four this morning. I just started selling them last night. It's pretty popular.
Great.
We're all going to be driving down there. They're $25 in advance or $30 at the gate. A full day of music, fun, food, and sobriety. And
that's right.
You don't have to be in the program even. Just come out and enjoy a hell of a day. Now, I wanted to mention to you backstage at the main stage. I thought it was something when I was back there seeing all these wonderful people, these celebrities coming off the stage. And there's a big sign on the trees back there that says ego-free zone, which I thought was cool. Can you tell me about the story of that? I know, you know, in the program, you know, got to have the ego puncturing. But tell me why, you know, tell me your take on that, because you got some big names coming back there.
Well, you know, I've done a lot of benefits before. You know, we were talking about my bands, and my last band was Bandaloo Doctors, and that was with, you know, Bonnie Bramlett singing, a legend herself as a vocalist, and Jimmy Crespo, who was in Aerosmith.
Whoa, love him!
Yeah,
Lightning Strikes, baby, yes!
And, of course, Dallas Taylor on drums, a well-known recovering guy. We're not busting any anonymity there.
No, nope.
He talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of benefit work both for the program and things like Farm Aid a few times. And in the past, you know, I've done Willie Nelson's Picnic and that. And always backstage at some of these events, it's between the artists, you know, everybody just kind of lets their guard down. And that's what I wanted to instill in this Musicians Picnic, that we're all there to put on a good show for the public. Everybody's there to make it work. There's no, I'm billed over him, and hey, they ran 3 minutes late.
There's right.
None of that. And I went and had those signs made up. They look like no parking signs.
They do. They're hilarious. I love them. I need one for the studio up here in Bakersfield.
Yeah, well, they seem to work. Everybody gets the idea. And there's two or three three of them back there. Just
yep.
in case you miss one, you'll see another one. Just to remind everybody, you know, we're there to make a nice event, and it always is. Everybody just comes out and donates their time and energy, and it's always really nice, and everybody does whatever they can just to make it work.
It's all for a good cause. Now, this money that we're raising for the picnic, I've had several folks on my show that are talking about Harold Owens. Harold Owens, love him, where he's talking about the fundraising to fund rehab and recovery for musicians like Eric Clapton's place down in Antigua. It's Crossroads, right?
Right.
Where does this money go to?
Well, the money that we raise is for the Grammys. Like you said, their Music Cares MAP fund, and MAP, if people out there don't know, stands for Musicians Assistance Program.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about that Harold runs. And we raise money to put musicians through rehab that need the money, that can't do it on their own. So it's really musicians helping musicians. This year, because of the hurricane down south,
yes,
we've been in contact with a lot of people in the recovering community down there.
Good.
And we had an emergency board vote by email and phone this weekend and decided that a portion of the funds this year that we raise are going to be donated to some organizations that are helping the recovering community recover from the hurricane.
Well, that's awesome, because I was thinking about that. I thought about, what if folks, you know, in their first 30 days and something like this happens, there's no nothing. And I was thinking about just the mayhem and then the destruction and the loss down there. And I was thinking about that. I thought about the recovering communities and how wonderful that you're going to be helping out down there, because it needs it. And hopefully it's going to take all of the nation coming together to help out. But that's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing. Thank you.
We're glad that we get to do that. We were concerned we weren't going to be able to find anyone specific to channel that to, because it is kind of chaotic down there.
I'll say.
And as it turns out, one of our MCs, who you know, you're going to be, of course, one of our MCs,
by the way,
everybody.
That's right.
Ann's going to be there. Bill Atterbury, who runs RecoveryNetRadio.com, is putting together a whole network specifically for the hurricane recovery.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so his site is becoming sort of the nation's place to go to find out what kind of help you can get if you're down there. Of course, you know, if your DSL's down and your computer's floated away, then
that's true. Well, when you get a chance, when you get to Texas, log on RecoveryNetRadio.com. Bill's been doing this for years and is a legend, as one of the first ones, actually, when I did the research, that was doing what he does, is carrying the message through weekly and even biweekly radio shows to carry the message, which is a wonderful way to get the message out. Because with modern technology, we might as well. And there's folks like Bradley Quick. I want to give him a shout out there on down south in KRLA. And you were on his show earlier, and that went out well. Now, I know Bradley's going to have to miss this picnic, but he's another one who carries the message. There was Cocktails with Jeffrey is another one. There's just a bunch. And I'm tickled to be a part of it. I'm honored to be, actually, now I'm up on the main stage with you guys, and I'm just tickled to death to be a part of it. So I also wanted to ask, though, I know I'm in recovery, and Bill and all of us are, but are all the musicians that participate in this, like Billy Idol?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, are these all people that are us? Do you have to be us to be on stage?
Over the years, it's been, you know, it started out 20 years ago as a backyard barbecue, just some sober musicians getting together and having a jam and barbecuing some chicken. It's grown over the years. In the last few years, we've really become so big that it's a fundraiser because, you know, like I said before, it's all volunteer, the board and the volunteers, the committee. Nobody gets paid for any of this. The acts don't get paid. They're donating their time. So we've been raising money enough that it's sort of taken a direction of a benefit event, and that's why we're able to give to Music Cares MAP Fund and some of these other things. So, like I always say, you know, you don't have to have AIDS to play at an AIDS benefit.
That's right. Okay.
And so not everybody on stage is necessarily in a 12-step program or recovering, but they have an affinity for the cause. They want to help out. So that's the only requirement to perform is to want to help out.
It's the desire to do so.
There you go.
It is the 20th annual Musicians Picnic, California's largest clean and sober concert. Any chance that some of the big guys might stop by?
Couldn't get the whole little feat this year. They're kind of in between live dates, and Paul said he might come out and play some guitar. We've got Spencer Davis. Some of the greatest singles, I think, of the whole rock era, Spencer Davis Group had. I'm a Man, Give Me Some Lovin'.
Oh, yeah.
Just some great songs. Chuck Negron, lead singer from Three Dog Night. He's going, "Money,
Lord." Wait, what was that again? Can you do that again?
You only get that one.
Oh, Okay, and then we also have Tim Scott. Danny Seiwell, I saw him speak at the first Freedom Festival from Wings, will be there as well.
Right, yeah, he's going to do some drumming for us.
Now, I know that there's a few of them that I talk about on the air up here. Very proud of James Hetfield for, you know, coming up. He's kind of open about his journey through recovery of Metallica, Steven Tyler. One of my favorites. I got two Aerosmith tattoos. Very proud of him. He's very open and honest about that. Even Ozzy Osbourne, they say he's got a year and a half now. So any chance some folks might stop by?
Well, you know, every year there's some last-minute surprises.
Really?
We've got the word out to some of the really notable guys that have played over the years.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're hoping that a lot of other people are going to stop by. We do have this year a section of the show that is an actual kind of jam. Some of these guys you've mentioned are in a house band, Mike Finnegan, Gerald Johnson, Timmy Scott, you mentioned on bass, and these are guys that have just played with everybody, Steve Ferroni also on drums. So it's a great, great house band backing up some walk-ons by some celebrities that come out and do their hits.
Now, last year it was Katie Seagal. Seagal, she's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I was blown away by that. I didn't know that she could perform like that. She's amazing.
She's a fabulous singer. In fact, she's the one that took me to my first picnic, actually. We kind of met there, and then, well, we didn't meet there, but, I mean, we went there, and I ended up jamming at the end of the day, and that was probably picnic number 5.
That's wow.
How long ago that is. Yeah, so that was my kind of introduction. So she came back, and I hope to get her out to sing a couple this year. I don't have a confirmation on that yet, but she's been a real part of this picnic, and a long history as a singer. She was she sang backups for Bette Midler and has had a lot of her own records out, so everybody knows her as an actor. But she's been a singer a long time and a really good one.
The Musicians Picnic has been around for 20 years. It's one of the longest ones. Again, it is the 25th of September on a Sunday, all day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Rancho San Antonio. That's in Chatsworth, California. You want information? It is musicianspicnic.org online. Also, MTV VJ Nina Blackwood's going to be there.
That's right. She's our special guest host this year. She did it one other time. Like I said, we're inviting a lot of our people back. She's going to do the guest host spot. She's coming on early. Actually, she's our opening act is an act called Emblessin' that you may have heard about. They're kind of an alt-rock buzz band around Los Angeles here that Travis Barker's discovered, you know, from Blink-182. And he's in the studio producing these guys, 15, 16-year-old guys.
Ooh.
And they are really good. I was impressed with the music.
And they're going up first?
They're going up first.
So they're going up first. Nina will be there early. Mike Finnegan of Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, and he's going to be there doing the big raffle.
Right. Yeah, he kind of likes to do that. And Mike has traditionally been a part of this event for, well, maybe since it started. We'll see. I'll ask him, but I know he's been there a long, long time.
Well, any last-minute things you might want to get the word out about until the big day? Anything that I might not have touched on that you'd like to share with our 12-step radio listeners?
Well, I think the most important thing about it is that, you know, the funds all go to a good cause. It's a fun day. The ticket prices, like you said, are really reasonable for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
You get a meal with it. It's $25 in advance. And by the way, this year you can buy the advance tickets on the website.
Oh, cool.
It's $30 at the gate. And I don't think you mentioned that kids' tickets are only $15.
Kids ages 3 to 12 are only $15, and kids 3 and under, absolutely free. And there's going to be a lot of stuff like a bounce house and stuff like that for the little ones.
Yeah, there's a whole children's area kind of separate from the main field. There's all kinds of things, face painting and all kinds of stuff to keep the little kids busy.
Okay, Danny, all proceeds will be benefiting Music Cares MAP. That's the Musicians Assistance Program.
MAP Fund, yeah.
MAP Fund. Okay, well, Danny, I want you to get some rest. Try to sleep between now and the 25th of September.
If I have time, I will.
And we will see you down there again in Chatsworth at the 20th Annual Musicians Picnic. Let's keep our fingers crossed that some of the big guys will stop by. And thank you so much for spending time with us today on 12-Step Radio.